If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have entertainment news, of course. But right now, it is Monday, time for Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Reverend Adnoid in for Deacon Def Jam. Here we go.
Ooh. You can tell by the tones of nasal congestion that we will have a special guest this morning. My older brother that got me into the ministry. If it were not for him, I would have never found my way into the ministry.
Oh, really?
He is my oldest brother, my dearest, dearest friend. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest preachers of all time, the Honorable the Die Up Pontificic Reverend Adnoid.
Good morning, everybody. It is not nice to start a morning.
Listen to it.
What I'm saying, Lord, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carla. Good morning, Junior.
Good morning, Reverend Adnoid.
Strawberry. Good morning,
Junior. Listen to them glorious religious tones. Come on, Doctor.
And church announcements. First, a church announcement, and then we'll go into complaints. If you like to sign your baby up, if you like to sign your baby up for babies with facial hair, we have a winner.
A winner?
We already have a winner. Whiskers Willina is the winner from last year. She won again. So if you are thinking about signing your baby up for the babies with facial hair contest, we already have a winner. Moving on.
And also to also let you all know, stop asking for her birth certificate. I was at the hospital praying for the mother and father when it was born because they wasn't sure what it was. And through prayer, we found out it was a little baby girl. And, you know, the fact that they didn't want them at first because they thought it looked like a little werewolf baby. Oh, we got past that.
Cutest little thing. Cutest yeah. little thing you ever want to see.
Yeah, just been shaving
since
she was...
sideburns and mutton chops, and we love her. Mm-hmm. We do love her. You're absolutely right.
Been shaving
Sister
since
Jenkins,
she was 8 months. Go ahead.
Yeah, since she's had them. Sister Jenkins wants everybody to know if anybody bought her pies for last week, bought one of her pies, eat very carefully and very slowly. There's a missing gold tooth in one of the pies. We don't know where it is. But when you find it, we need you to wash it off and return it. Wash it off and return it.
Now, we have an announcement.
Wherever
you find the tooth, we still want you to rinse it off and return it. However you find it. If you find it in the pie, or if you find it, wash it off if you find it in the pie. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you find it in your mouth, wash it off and return
wash
it.
Wash it off. Yes.
And if you find it in the bowl, wash it
wash
and
it
return it.
Please wash it off. Do not bring it
if
back.
If you look down in there before you flush and you see anything flicker, snatch it.
Glittering. Yes. That's it. Reach down in there, get it, wash it off, and return it. Okay. All right. Moving right along. The only white member we have in the church whose name is Karen would like from now on to be recognized and go by the name of Wilhelmina, if that's okay with you. She wants to change her name from Karen, if that's okay with you. What do you say? What do you say about that?
We're not going to allow that.
Oh, no.
Your name is Karen. You're going to ride with that. We don't get to take this color off. You ain't going to take your name off.
She got to deal with it.
Thank you. Next one, Deacon.
So in other words, she could not change her name. There's
no, sir.
No way we're allowing her to change her name.
Pastor said no. That's a no.
Because of COVID-19 and everybody was locked down, this is to you, a lot of the willing workers... were not willing. Now that COVID is over, they are now willing, and they'd like for you to hook them up with deacons who are just as willing. Could you see about doing that? They're willing now. They weren't willing because of COVID. Would you hook some of these willing workers up? Would you be interested in doing that?
No, we're not going to do any of that such a thing. This ain't a dating site. This is a ministry. So if we're going to change this to the willing workers, to the Lord willing workers. Lord willing. And if the Lord ain't willing, then you'll be by yourself. That's all to it.
That's it?
All right.
That's
all
right. You
the
need
Anderson,
for that one.
That's all you need. The Anderson family has just enough for the funeral. They want to know, would you be willing to preach pro bono? Meaning you don't get paid for the burial service. If you're willing to go in and preach pro bono for the service, is that something you'd be interested to do it?
I've never known what pro bono was, nor am I intending to figure it out. The fee for preaching is still the same. Now, unless you just want your loved one to go on without no words, then so be it. But these words is $250.
Can they work out a payment plan with you, or pay some down and then something later
on?
You
can pay half now and half right for our talk.
But that ain't the plan. They want. They want
to.
They want
to collect
$10 a week.
Oh no!
$10 a week is what they do.
It's so hard to collect money from deceased. I don't do $10. I got to fill my paper.
Okay. You've also been asked to preach at the Backsliders Retreat. They want to know, would you come down and say a few words, bless them with your... They are paying now. They have money. The Backsliders have money.
I am definitely going to be there for that, yes. I have a special message to Backsliders.
This is funny.
We're going to bring the band with me. I hired a lot of members from War, because the theme song is Slipping into Darkness.
Yeah. You're going to open with that. You're going to open with that.
Oh, that's the song. They love that.
They're willing to pay you $500.
$500. I'm there early. I'm there early.
A mess.
Yeah. Special private healing sessions, too. Sometimes you got to wash out your system, what you done backslid on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you got to know what you're praying for.
Preach, Pastor.
Right.
Huh. Come on now.
Pastor with the word.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a word. Sister Carla, coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment and national news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis,
mm-hmm.
back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.